And now WAMC's political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok, joins us. Alan, the big news today, U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, who successfully pursued the criminal cases against former Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos and Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, is coming into Albany, and you'll be speaking with him.
Yes, I will. A group of what we call the goo-goo groups or good government groups and WAMC are collaborating on this, and it's going to be fun. Let me tell you about Bharara. Hero worship is probably a bad thing, but he's a hero to me. You know, it proves over and over again something that is so hard to remember, that it just takes a single individual who is committed to make a huge change. And let me tell you, I see a change in the behavior, for example, of the governor, who clearly was under the microscope from Bharara, as well the other two people in the room, of the three men in the room. We heard from our newspaper reports and everything else that Bharara was looking very seriously at Cuomo. And when Bharara decided not to indict Cuomo, he said, and this was widely reported, that there wasn't enough evidence. I read a piece in the Times Union newspaper this weekend that said that there was no evidence. Well, not enough evidence is different than no evidence. I can tell you that right now, of misbehavior by Cuomo. And I'm sure that will come up in today's interview.
Any other questions you're dying to ask him?
Well, yeah. You know, a lot of people think that because he, as an individual, has done so well as the U.S. attorney, that it might be great for him to really step into politics in New York State and perhaps run for governor. And that would take, of course, a primary against Andrew Cuomo. And, you know, he has said up to now that he won't do that. But I'm sure somebody will want me to ask that question, and so I will. Then, of course, there is the real question of who his musical favorites are. And we do know that he's going to the Springsteen concert tonight in Albany, as are you. And it's going to be quite a thing. You know, Springsteen is a great fan, of course, was a great fan of Pete Seeger. And there were the so-called Seeger tapes that Springsteen did. Love to know if Bharara shares that passion.
Going back to the question of the governor's race, Republican Chris Gibson, who's retiring from Congress after this term, was reported by the New York Times to be forming an exploratory committee today as he's considering his run for governor. What do you think?
Well, you know, when you form an exploratory committee, it usually means you're going to do it. And he's going to run. We have known for quite some time. He's been honest. He's appeared before these microphones many, many times. And he's made it clear that, you know, he's interested in doing this. He's a brilliant man, you know, and he's a courageous man. He's done several tours, you know, in the Army. And he's been at West Point, and he's got a Ph.D. He's very popular, even among Democratic circles in his 19th district. And he kept his word. A lot of people didn't believe him. They said, you know, he says he's going to officially term limit himself. He could have kept on winning for the next millennium. But he didn't do that. He kept his word, and he said he wasn't going to run. And now New Yorkers will elect a Republican. We've seen it with George Pataki. He won three times. So he'll have a shot, and Cuomo's popularity is not that great.
WAMC's Dr. Alan Chartok. Thanks, Alan.
And thank you, my friend, and thanks for coming in and doing this.